This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. European Union leaders will try to persuade Hungary to unblock billions of dollars of EU aid for Ukraine at a crucial EU Council summit in Brussels on Thursday, as Kyiv warns it is running low on ammunition to fight off Russia's invasion. Hungary vetoed a four-year, $54 billion aid package for Ukraine at the last Council summit in December, arguing the money should not come from the EU bloc's budget, as Ukraine is not a member state. All 26 other EU member states voted in favor of the aid package. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban, a close ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin, has long been a thorn in the side of EU unity on Russia. Members of the Russian-Belarus rock band BI2, who have been held in Thailand on immigration charges, have been allowed to fly to Israel amid concerns they will be deported to Russia over its anti-war stance. The band had been performing in the popular island of Phuket, but were arrested by Thai immigration officials for working without a permit last week. BI2 has been a vocal critic of Putin and the invasion of Ukraine. Russia's foreign ministry accused the group of supporting terrorism. A secret memo says U.S. operatives secretly went into Venezuela to build drug cases against the country's leadership. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The memo obtained by the Associated Press says the U.S. acknowledged that the years-long covert operation by the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration was arguably a violation of international law. The 15-page 2018 memo reads, "It is necessary to conduct this operation unilaterally and without notifying Venezuelan officials. Operation Money Badger targeted dozens of people, including Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and one of his closest allies, Alex Saab, the businessman recently freed in a prisoner swap with the U.S. I'm Donna Warder.
This is VOA News. Myanmar's military leaders have warned they will do whatever it takes to crush resistance forces as it marks the fourth anniversary of its overthrow of the democratically elected government. Reporters for Agence France-Presse says the streets in the commercial hub of Yangon were quieter than usual on Thursday morning as opponents of the military called for people to stay indoors in a silent strike against the coup. The junta extended a state of emergency by 6 months on the eve of the anniversary. The military overthrew the government of de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi on February 1, 2021, citing unsubstantiated claims of widespread fraud in parliamentary elections held nearly 3 months earlier, which Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy Party won in a landslide. The coup triggered massive pro-democracy demonstrations that were initially crushed by the military, but the junta is now dealing with surprisingly effective armed resistance forces who have joined up with several rural ethnic rebel groups who have been fighting for decades for greater autonomy. Two back-to-back Pacific storms are set to drench much of the U.S. western state of California in heavy rains and possibly trigger widespread flooding, while snow at higher elevations could help rebuild fresh water supplies. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang has that story.
The initial storm hit southern Oregon and the Bay Area on Wednesday and is expected to sweep into southern California on Thursday. Residents of San Diego, still shaken by recent flooding, were bracing for another onslaught, filling bags of sand a day ahead.
Got a couple of the local contractors here in San Diego to donate a bunch of materials and sand and everything, but you know, I've been out here since 5 o'clock this morning filling bags, and the residents in this neighborhood, they enthusiastic about the help.
A second storm is expected to hit the state on Sunday. It's potentially more powerful than the first and may bring much heavier downpours as well as snow in the mountains.
That was Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang. The U.S. West Coast has averaged at least 10 atmospheric river storms a year since 1980. Scientists say they'll become more frequent and more extreme over the next century if human-induced climate change continues at its current pace. Issues in the News. It's VOA's premier news discussion program. We take on the biggest stories of the week and discuss them in detail with those who have unparalleled expertise. Our in-depth analysis goes beyond the headlines, providing you with the inside story on both domestic and international news. Stay informed and engaged with Issues in the News. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.